Wouldn't swear to it, but I don't think so. This is an older radio.
You know, because if I had a dual bander from my HT, I could cross band from the house, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, okay. Well, if I don't have the tone search, then I can, I don't know. It still shouldn't be hard, I guess, you know, once I understand it, whichever dual bander I get, you know, how stuff goes in there.
Yeah, yep. So I say, I haven't played much with this one. I got the book and everything on it. I just haven't played with it. I bought it there, but just haven't played much with it.
What is, does that microphone, is that buttons on the key, or key buttons on the key? Is there the keypad on the hand mic?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm thinking back to when, you know, I used, you know, dual bander, you know, UHF, VHF would be, you know, you're looking at probably 250 used or something. So I just thought it was out of the question when you said this morning that you picked the one up for 100. That changed everything.
And that was at a swap meet, you know. I don't know. I haven't looked to see whether there's any swap meets or ham fests or anything else going on lately, but probably if you... Probably if I go online.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Swap meet or a ham fest or something going on. Somewhere within 100 miles.
Well, see, nobody around here would go like to a ham fest or ham swap or anything like that I know of. I was going to say, you know, they could take my 2 meter and, but then that probably wouldn't work. I'd hear, well, I don't know, Storm. I turned around to get something out of the trunk there and everything. When I turned back around, it was gone. There I go.
Oh, yeah. Now, I haven't sold anything at a swap meet or anything. I just went there and wandered around.
Well, I don't think about that stuff that, you know, from what I remember, used dual banders, you know, what they would cost. I mean, it was still expensive. And then not working. And I thought, oh, well, you know, the 2 meter's good. And when you said 100, yeah, there was other ones there, 175 or whatever. You know, it doesn't dawn on me that all this new technology and DMR and all these things they've got going now and digital and, you know, that those might be a thing of the past. You know, so apparently now is my time to strike, Jim, because it's in my price range, rather. Roger.
Roger. Oh, yeah. Yep, I know what you mean, that's for sure. Yeah, I haven't looked at online lately, but I know that Anytone makes a dual bander too that's brand new that's not that expensive.
I've heard of that Anytone. I know nothing about it.
Well, I've heard of them, you know, on 11 meters. There's a lot of guys that run them down there and they love them. But up on 2 meter and 70 centimeter, I haven't looked too much into that. I can look at them, though, when I'm sitting here doing nothing.
Well, yawning is something.
Yeah, no kidding.